You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Indianapolis. It's going to be a rocking and roll. A lot going on. We've got so much action, so much in the news. Lucky for us. Headlines, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And a lot of topics. Greenbelt is our next stop. One of our regulars, Bob. Welcome home.
What's going on, big man?
Hey, man, just chopping wood, man. Enjoying it.
I see.
Yeah, it's
That's
good.
My brother.
You know, sports, there's ups and downs. There's tragedies. There's births and deaths. But this has been, I think our local teams have promise. There's some hope, optimism. We're not firing or hiring. We're developing
That's
and
true.
Building. And you know, you've been around a long time with us. And so it's, I like this right now. Nobody off promising you anything, but I feel like we're in the hunt. I feel like we have a legitimate chance. Yeah, and that's what's
it's
good.
Stable. Like you said, the joint's stable right now.
Yeah.
So you just got to go up, can't go down no more.
Yeah.
Can't go down.
We're competitive. Mm-hmm. We're legitimate.
Yes.
It's not a clown show.
Mm-mm.
And it has a chance to do some crazy things, which is important. It's like Detroit. We weren't down
That's
as
true.
Long as Detroit was down. But when they beat Green Bay, and then they made that move, but then we didn't trust it. Then they went out and beat the night. And then we go, oh, wait a minute, hold it, Slim. They're real.
Mm-hmm.
This is the season. Now, this is the upcoming season that the Commanders, now you go get that respect, and you go, oh, wait a minute. Not only did they have an out-of-the-box season, they're real. If you need to be motivated for this, you ain't the right guy. They picked the wrong
Could
person.
Could be around. That's true.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Man say, we are the Commanders. Number 17 said that. We are the Commanders. They're going to have to respect that. That's what
exactly.
it is. But, Doc, I want to touch on one thing. Doc, today I'm going to touch the offensive line because I was not a fan of Jeremy Thompson when he was over there. And when they cut him and we got him, I said, okay, I know we didn't have a left tackle problem. We had offensive line problem last year, but the left tackle was not like the biggest issue. But when they brought him, I said, okay, he got more experience. And anyway, he may be a better player. But
He's
my
good.
Question to you is the youngin' they drafted, the All-American who's in a college.
Morgan.
You don't think that youngin' may end up being the starter? That was my question. Me, that's the only thing I'm worrying about, the offensive line. Do you think that Yange can beat him in some type of way? But that Yange looks like he's something else.
Well, I think he's going to be outstanding.
That was my question.
I think he's going to be outstanding, but this is they have options. They're not, and he can play whether he's right, whether he's left. They moved Coleman left to guard. Interchangeable parts. For this to work, they need 8 to 9 guys they can trust and play.
Big ugly.
Cosme's out.
You call it.
Cosme may be out. Right. Cosme may be out to Halloween. So, yeah, but you got to go into a season thinking that what if this guy goes down? So, people talk about how important is OTAs. Well, it's just important mentally as it is physically. Because I've got to get 8 players ready to compete and play for the Giants. So it's critically important. If one guy don't show, that's more reps for the next guy. This is about development. To me, that's who I'm concerned about. Who's going to get better? Cynic. I need people to develop right now. What am I looking for in the OTAs? I'm looking for backups to get to be tired of being backups. That's what I'm looking for. Cynic, I'm not looking for a starter.
They're going to get Cynic. I don't think Cynic was used. I think that kid right there can be a bad boy. Me, I believe in Cynic.
I do, too.
I just don't think he's having enough.
But that ball, that's on him. My point is, what are you looking for in an OTA? I'm looking for undrafted free agents to get my attention right now. This is what I'm looking for, development. I'm looking for depth. I want to be like OKC. I want to have 9 aliens I can play. This is about backup. This is about special teams. B. Mitch, if B. Mitch is out there working with my return guy, I know I got a chance to have a hell of a return operation.
That's what I'm.
This is the little things we're working on right now. If you want to talk about the big things right now and placate yourself, knock yourself out. But this is the little things, man. That's how you get good. Bah, always good to hear from you, man. Going to Philadelphia, our next stop. Josh, welcome to Overtime.
What's going on? Appreciate it, man. Thank you. I honestly think you just hit the nail on the head saying what you're looking for in OTAs. And I just wanted to touch on, I did a little bit of research into Lattimore and Tunsil and just whether they've gone to OTAs in the past. And I think it's been since 2022 since Lattimore's gone, and Tunsil hasn't been there since 23. So, in my opinion, I'm just looking for my quarterback to be there. I mean, we know why Terry's not there. We got to get Terry paid, obviously. But as long as the young guys are showing up and the quarterback's there, that's all I'm looking for, in my opinion. But thanks for taking my call.
Hey, appreciate you, Josh. Hey, man, look. I'm not JD5. I ain't worried about him. I'm worried about how's my depth. Suppose Coleman goes down. I've got to be thinking about what if. I'm not worried about some starter. I've got to get depth. The Philadelphia Eagles scored on me on the first play of the game. They ran the ball down my throat. I've got to stop the run better. I've got to run the ball better. I know what I've got to get done. I don't need a genie to tell me that. You ain't going to beat nobody until you can run the ball better. Andy out in Sterling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc, my brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. Hey, man, I just want to say something right off the bat. I think Adam Peters and the Brain Trust at Commanders Park have done an incredible job past couple of years.
Yep.
But I think I speak for a lot of fans when I say this. Mm-hmm. I'm really concerned that they still have not put the resources into acquiring a good edge rusher. Mm-hmm. I don't, unless they have somebody on the team right now that they think is going to develop into a really good edge rusher, I don't see it. That's my biggest concern on the team. And I just want to do you think they're still holding out for the possibility that they'll get that dude from Cincinnati, that Trey Hendrickson or whatever his name is? Because I'm kind of losing patience, man. We can't go into the season with what we had last year. In fact, you could possibly say we've regressed as far as pass rushing specialists this year. What do you say, Doc?
Well, yeah, you can't say everything you say can't be right in an off season. But again, how many of you thought when Daryl Grant came out in the 12th round that Daryl Grant was going to be one of the best players in the world? Again, I keep saying it's what you don't know. And it's not our job to know depth and personnel. I get it. You don't have a name brand guy right now. But that's where you trust in Peters. You got to trust in the process. And there's some guys in there that got to play a little bit better. And then you know the thing that helps you pass rush? We scoring more on offense. We being up by more. Forcing teams to throw more. There's another lot of different things we could make up about it. But you're right. We don't necessarily have a name brand person as we speak. But it doesn't mean somebody can't be developed. You didn't know who Dexter Manley was until he got on the field. So how can Dexter Manley come out of, you could say, nowhere? You know why? Because he told himself that he was going to be great. He didn't need you to tell him. He told himself. Don't forget from where our past, where we come, guys that were great. Y'all get hung up on this first round draft thing way too much. They did it here without first round draft picks. But you do have it's your right to take your brain any way you want to go. Take a break. We'll come back and continue. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Jump on board.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sunlight upon us in the nation's capital. 1117 is the number. The MGM National Listener Line starting to light up. Guess some of you might have been sipping a little bit last night or watching a lot of those games. Arizona and the Nats late. Dodgers, Yankees. That was late. But Ricardo out in Northeast D.C., he's up and at him now. What's going on, brother?
The doctor. Top of the morning to you, sir, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Couple little subjects real quick, if I may. I know you were on the air earlier this week. I didn't get a chance to call in, but you were talking about the latest poll of people accepting the commander's name. And I know you were, you know, maybe pleased is not the word for it, but at least relieved that we can possibly move on from thinking that people are going to go back to the Redskins name. I saw a more recent poll than what Sheehan and some of these other advocates that want to go back to Redskins, a recent poll of Native Americans in all 50 states was saying 49% were offended by the Redskin name, 39% not, 13% indifferent. And that is a more recent poll than some people would like to tell you that, you know, oh, the Native Americans are not offended. And to add on to that, the more heavily engaged Native Americans, more heavily engaged in their culture, a whopping 67% were offended by the name. So, you know, I'm an old school fan from the 60s, and, you know, I grew up with Redskins, and, you know, let's just move on. Commanders might not have been the greatest name, but we're going to move on. I'm with you like that. Let's move on with the Commanders. If they're winning, we accept that, like you said the other day. Now I went to Sabah, whatever her name is.
Dr. Sabah.
Did I pronounce right? Sabah. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sabah. She's saying that Dinescu is the best player in the WNBA. No, and I guess in her opinion, but Asia Wilson is by far.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if she – I think she was talking about with Caitlin. No question about it. Inescu's a monster, but you're right.
She's a bad girl. And so is Caitlin Clark, but, you know, again, she was saying, oh, without Caitlin Clark, I can't watch the rest of the WNBA. I see where that thinking is coming from, and, you know, wink, wink. But come on, man. You know, if you really needed Caitlin Clark to watch the WNBA, you haven't been watching from the beginning, which I have been. And I just want to say that Asia Wilson is by far the best player in the WNBA. It's not even close.
I liken it to Steph Curry. The game ain't the same when Steph doesn't play in it. Like, because it's the bombs. What is it? Now, she's a great distributor. Caitlin is like Oscar. It's like the great passer. She makes all these things go, but it's the bomb.
Yeah, she do. But, Doc, have you not you noticed her turnover rate? I think one
of
the last
I'm not saying she's perfect. But all I'm saying is Steph Curry thing, when you do something that most people can't do consistently – the way she does, that's the thing. It's like Steph. To me, it's the most exciting thing I've seen. It's unbelievable what he does, and nobody can do it like that. That's all
well,
I'm saying.
Well, it's more and more guys are getting to it. Not quite. You're right. Not quite like Steph, but it's getting more and more of a norm, just these guys and Dame Lillard. You know, these guys are shooting from the logo now. That's just the game now that we didn't
Dame, do. It's him. Bro. You ain't going to be having – there ain't a whole bunch of other names you're going to throw together like that. This
dude
is different. And I tell you what, it sucked the air out of the sport to me, not taking anything away from OKC or anybody else. The moment Curry was out, that to me, it took some helium it was old. Because I could sense it's done. That's impact.
Yeah,
because there's
nothing
that can replace you. Nothing can replace what he brings in that impact. It was clearly
it's a shame he got hurt. I would have liked to see how far. I don't think they would have went far though. They OKC. That's in my opinion.
Oh, I agree. I'm with you with that. I'm with you.
Yeah. But my man, thanks, Doc.
Appreciate you. That's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, Strober, I'm telling you, man. Steph has won me completely over. At his size, what he does, and the impact he has on the game, difference maker beyond anything I ever imagined possible.
Yeah, I think the playoffs just weren't really the same once he went down, because that's a good Minnesota team that Golden State fell to, but that series would have been competitive if Curry were playing.
No, here's him. I mean, when he had and it was Thompson was bad man when he was with Golden State.
Yeah.
And Durantula was just, he is what he is. He's world-class, Hall of Fame talent, killer. He's another guy like that. It's amazing. Phoenix, to me, is one of the biggest F-ups.
Silly organization.
It is clown show personified. It makes Washington look normal.
They traded.
Back in the day, this administration. It makes the Snyder regime look normal.
I can't believe an organization traded for Beal, first of all, and said this is the missing piece. Not that Beal was a bad player. Beal was a much better player at that time.
Be careful what you're saying now. He's talking in a town that gave him a max deal.
Trust me. I know. But for them to trade for him thinking he's the missing piece on that contract? With his no trade clause, it's a senseless decision. It makes no sense. And now he's sitting there, and they want to get rid of him. They want to run him out of town, and he keeps saying, I got my no trade clause. I'm happy. I get to stay in Phoenix. It's a disaster. This is what they get for making that trade. Terrible decision. And now they're paying the repercussions, and we are going to get the benefits of those pick swaps when the Suns are in the basement.
And to see where OKC is now from a structural standpoint, I mean, it's crazy. And I'm, and we'll find out. But are we on the cusp of a dynasty? Because what I'm looking for, the three piece, the back to backs, the whole thing, it's not easy. Hell, Mike had to fight through it. Don't forget Boston and the Bad Boys and. You know, the greatest of the GOAT, you know, was humbled.
Doc,
he came back and got it.
I'm chuckling right now because I know exactly the point you're trying to make, but just hearing the word dynasty and associating it with Wizards, it makes me laugh a little bit.
I know, but I'm just saying OKC. And I'm talking about, are we on the cusp of witnessing a run? Because it don't get fun. It's just like in the NHL, which we're not giving it that, but this Florida thing in Edmonton, these are frequent flyers.
Three in a row for Florida.
Thank you. I mean, that is like, in any sport, that is very difficult to pull off.
It's so hard to get there. To do it three times is nuts. Mm-hmm. We won the cup, and we couldn't even get out of the first round till this year.
Right.
And we have Ovechkin.
Right.
It's crazy.
Nats, 218. Everybody, when we talk about winning a lot, very few people, it's the most difficult thing to do going. And that's why it's so compelling to me. Because it's not easy. And the sad part about it is that these crooks and con artists make a fortune dragging you along, making you think they know what they're doing, and they don't. And look at how much they make in the process. They play you like a fiddle, and then they run them out of town, and somebody else swallows them up. That's how you know how bad the system is. They get rehired all over the league. All over the league.
Just like Bruce.
All of them. Not just him. And I don't know. He was a good guy to me. But I'm just telling you what I've seen and lived through. And it's not over. It's not just this sport. We'll find out. Here's the good news. I think we're done with it. That's all I give a damn about. I want us to win. As long as we're good and all across the board. I'm telling you, man. And you lucky skunk. It's going to happen right in your youth. You might get a chance to ride this parade trade.
I need
that. That would be incredible.
I need it.
A parade train.
During the playoff run in January, I almost felt like I was the good luck here because it was my first couple of shifts at this station, and we were winning playoff games. Crazy.
No, I tell you what, some of my fondest moments post-game, seeing Big L screaming out because it's genuine. And this is what winning does. It creates this an emotional. It's not fake. He's real. He's emotionally invested. And that's what this fan base is all about. People that are emotionally invested. It's not to be played with. And that's why shame on the people that take it for granted. Because this stuff is real. It's fun. And we're going to have some fun with it because we got a lot going on. We're going to take a break. We come back. Let's light it back up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We have survived it. Now we want to thrive with it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back in a moment. Oh, I just heard the funniest thing I've ever heard throughout that break. I can't wait. I won't announce it until Strober allows me to. But it will be the funniest thing since the last time I saw it take place, if it happens again. It's an individual matchup. It's a grudge match. That requires skills, athletic skills, with one of our favorite radio hosts. I guess you probably figured it out by now, but I hope so. Ben, that you are right. I hope you're not just teasing me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the plan because, you know, the certain radio host that we're talking about, he thinks the other man is going to be the one that doesn't do it. So you see what we have going on here?
Yeah, we're talking about a challenge. It's a basketball half-court challenge. Which are the most fun? They really are. Now, there's some bowling challenges that are cool. Pool. But as you age, you find that some of these things start to, the selection start to, slim down. There aren't a lot of options. But in this case, was there for the first match. When you told me about it, I said there's no way I would waste my time at the next one. But then the more you laid on me, the more it became, it made me not want to miss it. And now I would actually look forward to it.
There you go.
Yeah, I look forward.
I knew you'd want to see it. I knew.
Well, it's because Lanell Willingham is a highly competitive individual involved in it. It's a whole different ball game.
Hey, you saw him do the Josh Connerly challenge, though.
He did a fantastic job with that.
And you tried to tell him not to.
Because I didn't want to see him tear an Achilles, rip an AC, you know, ACL.
He's already done that twice.
Yeah, that's my point. That's my point. I didn't want to see him in the hospital. As a superior athlete. And when you put that in your mind, then you convince yourself you can do things that maybe are not in your best interest. That was my point. But you've opened up something for me. It's quite exciting.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Glad.
Yeah. And this time, if it happens, I don't know if we videoed the last one or not.
Oh, it was videoed. Craig got it.
Yeah, the Hoffman is thorough.
You know he's a wizard with his technology.
No, Craig's special. He really is.
Yeah.
Cause he doesn't, it ain't talk, it's action. Yeah. Yeah, he's serious. I can't even believe he would do it again. But if he decides to do it, I'm in.
Him and I, we're going to start training because I'm moving back to Gaithersburg, and we got the LA Fitness right over there.
So you just broke the egg. Now you're out. You're making a lot of plans. You just graduated. This whole new frontier is out. That's exciting. And you caught the town from a sports standpoint, man, it's just budding. It's really, you got great timing.
I do. I agree. I think I'm definitely lucky in the way things have shaped up here in the district.
The direction, the course of action, yeah, it's promising. I mean, who's not promising? From a sports standpoint, what's not promising?
Everything right now is about
the Orioles
the future.
Are probably trailing the wagon. Right
well,
now.
I don't give a rat's ass about them.
I'll buy that.
I've told you why.
Do you hate the Ravens?
The Ravens, I don't like. I'll never root for them, but I'll respect them a little bit more. I respect Lamar Jackson and what he does you know, every single season. The Orioles, yeah. I have my personal vendettas against them because of what they were doing to my Nationals. Mm-hmm. It's personal.
Yeah, that. But did they do it or did MLB allow them to do it?
It's both, but Angelos was the driving force. I mean, yeah. San Diego was supposed to move to D.C. in the 90s, and he blocked it. The MLB had no choice but to do what the Orioles were able to accomplish out of the Masson deal because they said, look, a team is going to Washington, and that's how they worked out that agreement. And I don't know what's going to happen next year because the Nats are going to have to find a place to be on TV. It might be on Masson again under new agreements, but mm-hmm. as long as we're out of the old deal, I can live with it.
Can you see a weighted monumental?
Not unless Ted buys the team.
Okay.
That's what he has said publicly, actually, that he will not put them on the network unless he owns the team. And he says that the Nats are not interested in selling to him at this point, which
let me take you to Indianapolis.
Okay.
Right now in your sports crystal ball, because to me, this is how it opens up. The Tyrese Halliburton, I'm going to say, I don't know if it's an issue or not, but he now has me concerned. I'm not worried about him because I think the boy going to go off tonight. What has me troubled a bit is that he could be off. How can a guy that can do what he can do actually be off the way he was in New York?
I think it's going to be about adjustments for him, though, because the Knicks...
Was it them or was it him?
It's both. The Knicks picked him up right at half court almost every single time he got possession in that game. They had not done that all series.
Strength not being an off-the-dribble guy.
He became hesitant, and I think if he continues that tonight... then he's going to have problems. I think he's going to be a lot more aggressive tonight.
Yeah, but
which
don't
is
you make that
out.
Adjustment in like 4 minutes, 5 minutes? You telling me you stuck on stupid the whole game?
I think the whole Pacers team was stuck on stupid the whole game.
I'll give you that.
I came to a point, especially in the third quarter, where I'm just saying that the Pacers have no chance to win this game. I can just tell by the way they're playing. The Knicks played more desperate team, which they were. The Pacers kind of looked lifeless once they went down by 15 to 20. It almost looked like they were just saying, all right, I guess we're going to have to get him in game six. But I don't know.
Yeah, it is the big cat to me, who I've always, you know, I appreciate it. I appreciate what he can do. And I always go, why does this guy hold talent hostage? Then he'll turn up and do some things. I'll go, wow, dude, if you're capable of doing that, why don't you do that all the time? And then I look at the two with Brunson and Cat coexisting, or do they pull from each guy's game? There's just something that doesn't seem as smooth as it ought to be with the Knicks. Really good. Like him, but it's a story that I don't think will have a happy ending.
I'm looking forward to watching it tonight. I really am.
Yeah, it is interesting.
You know what, Doc? Remember we had the conversation about great sport venues maybe a month ago now?
Absolutely.
I would just, even though I want the Pacers to win because I like their story and I love the way they play, really love Halliburton. Seeing a game 7 at the Garden, most famous arena in the world, be special. It really would be. Really would be. The finals on the line at MSG. We haven't said a sentence like that in how long?
Well, when they lost, what game they lost last year?
They lost in the second round.
Yeah.
The NBA is exciting. When the Knicks are good, that building is always on fire. And I really do enjoy watching games that are played at MSG. But if it does get back to MSG, I don't know if the Pacers can do it. I think they got to win this game tonight. We'll see.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I like to look forward to. I'm glad that we have something big to look forward to. When one team knocks another team out, there's lull. But those youngsters at OKC, I would give anything to see footage of how they're scrimmaging. I guarantee you, they're murdering each other. They are having the biggest backyard squirm you've ever seen. Can you imagine how hard? Because you know they're going at it, at each other. Can you imagine when they go one-on-one? I mean, they're going five-on-five. You can't be as good as they are if you don't practice the way they practice. Time off. That I don't like. 11:45 here in the nation's capital. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to take a couple parting shots before we turn this bad boy over to Big L. Take a shot at it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And that edge rusher deal that we talked about, offensive line play that we talked about with the Commanders. I'm going to hit that tomorrow specifically. Oh, you know, OTA's wrapped up, and I think it'll be important to, because that's the next step. And we're just taking steps, man. One step after the next step. So when we hit it tomorrow at 1 p.m., we will be hitting it with purpose. And the aftermath about who the winners and losers are, who gets it done. And, you know, that'd be important. And do we get any more dingers? You think Brother Wood going yard?
At this point, you got to think every single night he's going to do it. And
boy, that's amazing.
Papa John's, they're gonna start regretting putting that deal out for him.
Well, they did it with Ovi. That kind of worked.
Well, I think it gets people thinking about it because I don't even really like Papa John's that much. But, you know, if it's because James Woods homering, yeah, I'm going to eat it. I'll get it. For half off, too. Will I watch this game tonight? Sure.
Yeah,
why not?
James Wood. I mean, you know, certain guys just have the right demeanor for success.
You watch the commercial?
I haven't seen him. He's in the commercial?
Yeah, he actually, you know, for a guy that's as soft-spoken as he is, he does pretty well in it. He's, you know, they ask him, what are you going to do about this deal? And he goes, I guess I'm going to hit more homers.
Okay, good.
And there's a young child, a young girl that plays like the CEO, the boss in the commercial. And she's really good. She's a really good actor. You got to see it.
Well, that's good. Where's the star? I mean, it's and we're lucky because, you know, it's hard. It's hard to hit it with players. And you don't know if you have the right one. It doesn't matter what he did in his past. It's what is he going to do now and do it for you and in the moments. And now, I run to the box score. I get to your phone and you look and boom, there it is. You know, there it is. And you start to say, who? There it is. That man's going yard again, and he's doing it with accuracy. I mean, it's you know, that's what you need. You need a little bit of excitement to go the right way, and then you also, when you're not doing it alone, you know, he's not alone. And Bell, I mean, getting people, you know, your teammates start popping in, and that belief deal. I heard somebody mention Davey. I almost ran off the road. I mean, Davey's good. He's good. How about Bell? You know, Bell's popping dingers out too.
They need him to get going, and maybe if he can, like the way he has the past couple nights.
Yeah.
But the offense has scored 9 runs the past 3 games.
Mm-hmm. No,
you're going to win a lot of games scoring 9 runs. A lot.
Yeah, it's it's fun. It's fun. And we've been on the other side of it.
Yep.
So that's a good thing. It's been fun. Young, you've done a good job, man. Max is has he passed today's test?
Oh yeah.
How about Wes? Wes done it?
Yep.
Okay, Wes, it was good to been a part of your training, and you sound good. Can't wait to hook up with you again. Okay, in the meantime, you know, we'll just be clearing the deck and getting ready for the big fella to step up and come to the microphone and bring the fury, bring the fire, and get ready for this evening, man. I can't wait for the games. I can't wait for all of this going. We are lucky that we're here at the right place at the right time, and we're representing the sports the way it ought to be. Benjamin, I know you folks are proud of you, man. You
yes,
did
sir.
It right. Yes, sir.
Appreciate
man.
It as always, Doc. Till next
Absolutely,
time.
Absolutely, my man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.